What's up? Welcome everyone to the What's Up Fool podcast. We have my wife over here, the co-host.
What?
Lisa Esparza right here, right next to Ali Ed from ET. So we have the kid, they're dressed up like the mom from ET, and Ali's over here.
What? I'm not dressed like the mom.
Like an episode of Stranger
Things. Hey, the mom from E.T. was hot, bro. Don't say anything about her.
I confused her with the Karate Kid mom.
Was it the same mom as Cujo?
I think so.
Dee Wallace.
We got Rodrigo Torres here.
What up?
Wearing the Lord of the Rings shirt.
Hello. Lamb of the Rings.
Remember that porno, Lord of the Cock Ring?
It was my favorite one, dude.
No, but they used to call me Lord of the Onion Rings, bro.
The Big Dipper.
Because I dip them in ranch and Thousand Island. People always say, damn, they're always talking about food. What's up, people? Plenty of tickets still available to sit in the back at Humphrey by the Bay this Friday night. Hope to see you there. Get tickets at FelipeWorld.com.
There's like 100 tickets.
100 tickets, yeah, man.
There are almost 1,500 tickets sold there.
And if you hold on, I'll meet you in the back.
Special note.
Also, man, this is only for the What's Up Fool podcast listeners. I'm going to be doing a show, very first time ever, at the Hollywood Improv, one night only, 15-minute set, all new material, with Bobby Lee, Rachel Wolfson, Matt Edgar, and two other guys.
Hell yeah, dude.
And
Butch is going to do 5 minutes. Too.
Oh, shit. Ranchwater got into the show.
Oh, shit.
To do we didn't even tell Butch yet. Somebody go tell him.
He didn't even know. So if you're listening, bro, you're ready, bro.
I haven't texted him yet.
He just sent a text. Thanks, bro.
But he'll be here. So, you know.
He's there a guest list, bro? Anyway. Yeah, man. So I'll be talking about Dahmer. If you want to go listen to that, Rizzo will be there recording it.
Got the sick ass camera, bro. The lenses of death.
Yes, man. There's so many things coming up before the end of the year. I'm so excited. I'm going to Utah, the Wise Guys. I'm going so many places. Oh, and next year for 2023, we have an all new, brand new tour with same day, same cities, different dates, and new cities. Hopefully, they could get me places I've never been before, like Boise, or I know there's people out there been asking for me in Juneau, Alaska.
Montana, too, dude.
Montana.
Milwaukee.
Yeah.
There's a new improv, though. There,
Cabo San Lucas, bro.
Cabo San Lucas.
Cabo San Lucas. Call Manny Maldonado right now. Make it happen, bro.
Is it all tourists who go to those shows down there?
I think it's tourists.
American tourists from the U.S.
I feel like any show like out of America now is going to be like Hawaii.
It's like America.
Where they're going to be like a bunch of people from LA watching your show. You know, the same people that won't, like, it's funny, man. Like, there's so many other things to do when you're out of town. Like, if you're in Hawaii, you could go watch a Hawaiian show. You could go watch a Hawaiian magician, or go watch a bunch of Hawaiian singers on the beach.
I want to watch a Hawaiian magician.
Me too, man. He makes
that surfboard disappear.
He makes malasada disappear.
It's funny because, like, the shows in Hawaii, it was all people from LA. One of the shows, it was just everybody from LA, dude. It's crazy.
Surviving the third strike, huh?
People are like, because I talked to people, they're like, we saw that Philip was going to be in Hawaii, so like, we made it a trip, you know? Like, that's so cool, dude.
Yeah, vacation, man. Vacation, man. When I was doing, I went to go do press, we went to like some shady side of Honolulu where the rent might be only $2,000.
Yeah, you saw only 2,000.
We saw some homeless people, you know, but they all look like retired surfers.
Yeah, they look like the fucking the surfboards. Yeah, like
it's funny because they start going to the beach when it starts getting dark, huh? And then they kick them out at 6 a.m.
Yeah,
yeah, dude, I'd be homeless in Hawaii. Dude.
I was awake when the Hawaiian police department or the beach department, they showed up with the little ATVs. And they were kicking people there were people that were sleeping too close to the shore.
Yeah.
They were trying to move up because they don't know about the tide.
Yeah.
The tide. Me and Lisa were all stoned watching this guy almost be taken by the tide.
God, yeah, dude.
Late at night.
He's making a little sand igloo. Yeah, the
water
beach.
Kept coming up like right to the back of it, the edge of his feet.
Trying to be Duke, huh?
And we were like waiting. Duke. It's like midnight. We're standing out there like, watching.
It's like that movie, Creepshow, when they bury the guy's head, and then the little by little, the fucking.
Ted Danson.
Man, you be right there at at Duke's restaurant one. In Honolulu.
Badass restaurant, and, dude.
Everybody was Rodrigo kept pumping up this guy that sings really good. The guy that looked like Rigo Tovar. And when he starts singing, bro, it's all American songs, eh?
Somewhere.
No, he sang only American songs.
Well, he came from Alabama.
The Hawaiian guy.
Kansas, right? Somewhere over the rainbow.
The guy, you know, the guy that was being promoted in my hotel. And then you guys were talking about it. Oh, I heard this guy's good. Dude, he only sang like American songs. He didn't really sing Hawaiian songs.
Yeah. But you know what? Hawaiian music sounds a lot like country music, dude. Yeah.
That's where it comes from, bro.
Yeah,
when,
right?
And during World War II, when they bombed over here, they took I think Hawaii invented the steel guitar.
Because, dude, the Sleepwalking song, the Richie Valens song, it sounds so much like Hawaiian and country at the same time. It's like, that's like Hawaiian right there, right?
It's like a twang, yeah.
Richie.
So that was like, you're saying that like began the honky tonk sort of sound?
I think so, man.
I
thought Elvis brought country music to Hawaii.
No, man, it was happening already when they had that little twang already,
he's
right?
Saying the opposite.
But when Americans showed up over there, they saw it and they mixed it.
They mixed, yeah.
You know this for sure?
But yeah, well, look at
History of Fools.
History for Fools, man. Look, there it is right there, man.
Lies my podcast. Play one,
play something.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
There it is, steel guitar, man. With
yeah, but that doesn't prove that's where it came from.
Trust me.
Are you playing it? Or no?
It's the Hawaii's people's court invented, over here.
Well, look, just look, Google it, man. You know how to type? Go up. Did Hawaiians invent
country music? No way.
Electric steel guitar.
But who invented surfing?
Hawaiians invented surfing.
I keep hearing that Peruvian started it, dude.
Rodrigo saw the fucking documentary, bro. Duke,
you're crazy, dude.
I knew a guy from Peru who was in New York married to this girl. He was plant. They were all saving up their money to move to Hawaii.
I thought he was surfing in New York on the Hudson.
No. He was hating life, but they were saving up.
That was
up
his goal?
They were saving up to move to Hawaii. He was an almost pro surfer.
Hawaiians made the steel thing.
They did?
Yeah.
Is it from the World War II thing? I'm not doubting you. I just wanted to know if you knew this.
I knew
sure.
it. I saw a documentary about the.
And
the
facts sounded
and
a lot.
They did do the.
These pieces of the of the bomb, bro.
Yeah, man.
Somebody said we're talking to the historian himself.
Yeah,
that's right, man. History for fools.
History for fools, dude. This guy's certified, dude.
Certified.
Oh, I learned something today.
Dude. Yeah, man. The documentary of Duke, the guy from Hawaii.
Is that what Jason Momoa? He has his voice in there. Him, Kelly Slater, a bunch
but
of
dude,
dudes.
That fool couldn't even be a lifeguard, bro. In his own land, he was the best. Talking about he
well,
was the best
swimmer. They didn't even have lifeguards then.
Yeah,
it was until he actually
saved somebody
in Newport Beach. There was, I think, 16 people capsized. He saved 8.
But he put them all on his surfboard, right?
Yeah, well, kind of like one or two by, like two okay, or one by one.
Right
yeah,
here, dude.
And then that's what they started doing, like lifeguard service after that. Dude.
No fucking way.
But they invented surfing. They were like doing it off wooden boards, dude.
Yeah. They're
without the fucking fin, huh?
Nothing, dude. Just like, God. Just straight up, like, just sheer fucking talent and like, you know, mad balance, dude, and grip. Homeboy was like, dude. He was such a badass swimmer that they doubted him that he was like a badass swimmer.
Really?
Yeah. He set
haters,
the record. They,
bro.
They didn't even know what hit him, right? So then they took him somewhere in Kansas to like do a qualifying meet in a pool. And then like homeboy jumped in the cold water, never used to it, nothing. And he cramped up. And they're like, I told you he was a fraud. But
okay, white people.
The coach, the coach for the university there, he noticed some talent. He's all, you know what? All you need is a little bit of training, fix this and that. And then homeboy came back and qualified, and the rest is history.
But you can't compare that water to the fucking.
Not
because
it's cold. Hawaii's water's warm, bro, and like perfectly warm, not too hot, not too cold.
It's like the air
temperature.
Yeah, it's the same as the air, so you feel like you're just stepping. There's
That's
a great
a
documentary called Stepping Into Liquid. It's a great documentary about
the different waters.
Because it doesn't slap you with that coldness.
No, it's great. It's great.
Because even like
you feel very calm there.
Dude, because even like Crystal Cove, like in Huntington Beach, that's a badass fucking beach, but it's cold as fuck. You gotta get
Pacific,
used to it, you know?
Pacific Ocean, super cold.
Yeah. Santa Monica's cold, bro.
That shit, dude, is
cold as
too.
Fuck.
You got bit by a shark wearing a scarf, bro.
But that's why they say there's no sharks out here because it's too cold, right?
There's sharks out here, but yeah, it's
because every time, like,
but
in
when
Newport,
it gets warm, they come
yeah,
closer.
When they yeah. come in, like, to the right where the waves start on a helicopter, that's when they're looking.
Speaking
for
of the ocean, who saw Walrus?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Tusk.
I seen those other movies.
Sorry, Tusk.
Tusk.
I heard about it, but it
when you were
seems
talking about, when you and Gabby were talking about that movie, Barbarian, I thought it was a barbarian movie.
No,
like that's why I kept saying I saw Barbarian 1 and 2, but no. I thought you were talking about
this.
Me
is like a
looked it up. It
suburban
was a
barbarian.
Oh, it's sci-fi, right?
Yeah, no,
he keeps the food in a hole, right?
Yeah, heap, dude. All right, fuck.
First of all, there's way too many mistakes in that trailer.
What's the movie
called? I mean, out of that fucking house.
Oh, the girl showed up.
Oh, dude.
The black chick showed up to
her. She pulls on this mysterious
rope. That's what I said first.
She ain't black.
Yeah, but then
she's walking down
I thought that right away in the beginning. But then there's a guy who's the guy from It that plays It, the little It. And you think he's a killer, and then it switches gears. And
you
what
saw the
happened?
Whole thing?
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. At first I was like, "Get the fuck out of here," because dude, Barbarian's a lady that's like a hybrid of a human, and like she's naked and all gross with big old titties
like
swinging.
Xena,
she's not Barbarian,
yeah.
Like the movies.
No, but like Xena, dude, it's just like living in a fucking hole, Barbarian. And just
like a Barbie area?
Not even
Barbie.
Bro. Like, but I was like,
ain't
saying,
a Barbie?
And she came up to me, I just started sucking on those titties, bro. But
bro, hell
only
no, bro.
Way to live.
It probably tastes like old furniture dust,
too. Viking titties, bro.
It probably tastes like an ashtray, bro, with fucking cigarette water in there.
Is it? So it's like Encino Man.
No, but what happened? A guy used to live there back in the day,
bro. She looks like that lady from.
She looks fucked up.
From Kingpin, bro.
Yeah, that's her cousin.
Oh my God!
That's your cousin in real life.
No, but that's how bad it is. So the premise is this guy from back in the day. It's disgusting. Like
he started
that
a little
the
kid that wanted to keep the story going. Yeah, bro, that's her cousin.
No,
let me keep going.
Yeah, I'm confused. Yeah.
All right, Michael Jackson didn't come to my house to use my, but his sister did. But so this guy like kills like ladies or like kidnaps them and then like breeds with them. But he dug a hole underneath where like I guess a house was sold and they didn't even know the hole was underneath and these people were living. So everybody that moves in is becomes a victim. But the guy that's a good ass victim is an actor that got Me Too'd and that's his house.
Man.
He's like, what the fuck's the door doing here open? He's like, I got a knife and they end up
Justin Long.
It's one of those little dudes with those little faces, dude.
This guy said that monster did have some nice titties.
Yeah, bro. You know what's up, homie?
Were they like Commando, though?
No, they weren't that good. Those are the titties of the century, fool.
Suburban Commando. Remember that movie?
No. This Commando was fucking... No, Hulk Hogan? What are you talking about? This is Flat Top Schwarzenegger, bro.
If we're watching a movie, Mom left him by himself, bro.
Oh, the byproduct.
The free VHS.
Suburban Commando.
This is
one
of Stallone's
side
kids, dog.
Yo.
That VHS came with fuck. It was stuck to fucking Last Action Hero.
I love that movie.
Oh, my God. That movie sucks, dude.
It sucks, but I love
it. Oh, my God, bro. We're a kid movie, dog.
Speaking of Last Action Hero, Fredo's man has a joke. Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger running for government. He's gonna save our deficit, man. He told me $7 for a fucking Last Action Hero.
We're talking about Arnold's side chick. I mean, la señora de Guatemala.
What about her, dude?
No, it's just crazy. like, he kept
what
it a
did
secret.
You say, bro?
He kept it a secret for so long, and like out of all the kids, that kid looks the most.
Oh,
like,
dude, it's him.
Arnold.
It's like a Xerox copy.
But that little buff too, bro.
Yeah,
I think the DNA finally collided, but I think he really liked her.
DNA collided. You ever seen her with a little, when she showed her arms?
Bro, you know what it is? It reminds him of his mom.
You know she was giving that quota, bro, massaging his back?
It reminds him of his mom. That's what I think is going on.
I think what happened was
she was a strong-ass woman too, bro.
I was thinking one night Maria was out of town with the kids. She was mopping the floors and the chi-chis were just, you know what I mean?
It doesn't have to be a physical attraction.
She gave him something that he could not get anywhere else, bro. Have you seen her?
Yeah.
She was ferocious.
She probably reminded him of grandma, bro.
It was just some emotional thing. I think he felt some comfort or
there's
something.
There's a picture
of Central American dick.
Nah, man.
Bro.
He probably was
I don't think it's a physical thing.
No. He'll probably show up, bro, and then she'll fucking. She would go, Mr. Schwarzenegger, did you know the Salvador too? And she started putting that little black elbow, bro, on her back and his back and shit.
Fool.
She started rubbing them, bro. And she's smelling
Fabuloso too, dude. She kicks off those little heels, dude. It smells like Austria again, dude. Something's up with that shit. Yeah. Because
bro, but this crazy man, how she was already married, dog. You know, she
well, that's what that's what broke up her marriage. The husband's all, well, this guy's not even looking like me at all. He looks like your boss.
Come that on. Means the sperm didn't work, bro.
Come on, husband, bro. Yeah. They knew right away. He knew right away that wasn't his son when they were driving somewhere to Bakersfield and a car broke down and they had a flat tire and they went to go get the jack and that little baby Arnold Schwarzenegger was picking up the car like Superman.
Or even little Arnold, dude. Taking it to McDonald's, he just grabs a wheel, huh?
And then he's fucking, he's running from Visalia to Porterville in 30 minutes.
Because I saw a picture online.
He beats up all his dad's friends, eh?
Your uncles. Because there's a picture of them on New Year's or Christmas, yeah, like, and he has her all down like, dude. Like,
Arnold Schwarzenegger hangs out with that son more than the real kids.
I think there was some sort of attention that she was giving him that he didn't get. You know, especially if Maria's off doing work and whatever she was doing, you know.
I think he like
some guys just want that attention, and that's
I think he showed up one time hungry, bro.
Yeah,
and there was nothing to eat, bro. And, yeah, and she had fucking sopa. No, yeah, she had some fucking sopita, bro. Some fucking fideo. She was eating by herself. He said, "What is that stuff?" She goes, and then what he goes, "Wow." Stuff? And then she goes, "Yeah, you put some mayonnaise on that shit, right?" And then Arnold Schwarzenegger goes, "Wow, I used to put mayonnaise on my fries in Germany."
Look at a female.
He goes, "I used to put mayonnaise on everything."
She looks up for an old lady. She looks
and then they
like
start
him
eating
now.
The fucking fideo, bro. He falls in love, bro.
Yeah, dude. But there's a picture I saw where they're dancing for New Year's, like at a family party. And I'm like, this was the night, bro. Fucking Maria got drunk. You know, she passed out. He fucking, he snuck in her room, bro.
Probably had a special room.
I don't think there was any sneaking in. I think she was welcoming of that.
But dude, his kid, Arnold Schwarzenegger's baby from Maria Shriver was born the same week as the other baby.
Shut up.
Yeah, it was a few days apart.
And people say he wasn't a good actor. Come on, man. He had to pretend he was happy twice.
Wow, look at this. So this is, I don't know whose baptism, but like the whole fucking family is there, dude. So
the
like,
main nuclear family, huh?
Yeah, dude. Very crazy. Progressive, dude.
I don't think they knew it.
Yeah, right. Ryan Pratchett looks over at him like little Arnold.
Yeah, that was crazy when that whole shit popped, dude.
Yeah, because he hangs with them now because I guess the other family doesn't even talk to him anymore.
Because the kid's actually a bodybuilder. Yeah. That's why, you know?
Yeah, he's all into everything Arnold's into.
He looks just like...
I know. He looks at him and like, this is what I always
wanted. He was bench pressing tractors, bro.
Mean love, huh?
Yeah, dude, that's crazy, dude.
What's up, man? Thank you very much to the people who came out to Napa, California, to the Golden Gate Theater, Shrimp Uptown. Uptown Theater, Shrimp and Ain't Easy, Steve Danner, the party planner was there.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Also, man, shout out to Abilicious, Don Alfonso Acuna from Barrio Girl's Wife. She showed up with her husband. And anybody wants to go, man, she invited everybody to a fucking, what was it?
A swinger party.
A swinger party. November 5th.
Go there, dude.
November 5th.
So she does.
Obey all the rules. Yeah, I don't know whether they charge or nothing, but yeah.
Is she still with him or she has a new man?
New man. He showed up.
Yeah, they got divorced a while ago.
That's where the three legs.
Oh hell yeah.
Anyways.
Big old pitote, dude.
Shout out to also, man, David Rogers from Cookies in Napa. He showed up and he took care of us. Very nice of him. Cool dude. Also, man, we went to Monterey, California, drove out there. Man, what a beautiful town, huh?
Oh, dude, like every time you get there, you just like think like, this is a badass, cool little town, you know? Like
Monterey's chill as fuck.
Gabby was like, she kept saying like cute like 20 times. This is cute. Because it is a cute city, dude.
Monterey.
Yeah, Monterey, dude.
Yeah, man, they have beach cruisers.
Yeah.
And also like the little packing district, dude.
And the food's good, dude. I probably had the best fucking corned beef sandwich there, dude. Not gonna lie, dude. Even better than fucking that place in on Fairfax. What's it called?
You and your wife are invited.
Kenner's? Kenner's.
Cantor's?
You and your wife are invited. First thing out of her mouth.
Oh. Who, us?
Yeah.
You guys should go just for.
I don't think there's enough money in the world to get me to go to one of those.
If my penis gets small, just put Steve Danner on top of me, bro.
Like the baby,
a belt.
Like the baby from a Hangover.
The Monterey show. Did they kick somebody out in Napa? Because there were people loaded, bro.
Nobody got kicked out, but there was a lot of people. Dude, homeboys.
There was drunk people.
They were drinking, dude. And it was all like kind of also that Halloween drinking, too.
Yeah, you know, people have been drinking for a while, probably.
Oh, man. Their costumes on.
That lady from Napa, man, she had a great costume. She was just like Miss Roper.
Yeah.
And there was a guy there dressed like Waldo. Pretty good.
I couldn't find him.
I dressed like Jeffrey Lebowski. Nobody noticed. All right, people. Monterey, man. I wish we had more time to hang out. Did you go to get the London Bridge, the fish?
No, I'm going next time. We were tired, dude. But, dude, Napa was fun, dude. After the show, we went to the burger spot.
Nations.
Nations is always a
fucking... Is that the cheese? No, that's...
It's the pie burger. That's
the hamburger pie. That's a good-ass franchise to buy.
And they have veggie burgers, too, and all
those burgers
shit,
are the shit, dude.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Nations is badass, dude. Because, like, the thing about that is, like, not only do they sell pies, but, dude, it's like, it's... Imagine Murray Counters that sells burgers. They do sell burgers too, but just like
shitty burgers.
That would be a good ass restaurant to have in Van Nuys, but also throw in an Impossible Burger because for the vegans.
You have to have the vegan options over
here. Yeah, man. I can't believe. Wow. I don't want to sound like a fat dude, but that frosting for the fucking coconut cream pie is delicious.
Dude, all those pies are bomb, dude.
Dude, I got the pumpkin cheesecake. Get out of here, dude. It tastes like Christmas, dude.
Is Nations just exclusive to the Bay Area or what?
I don't know, dude.
Northern California?
I don't know, but we should get one.
Because it's a Giants.
I thought that was part of the Giants. No, it's called Nations Giant Burger.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Really? Okay.
So you had the Giant Burger or just the regular burger?
The regular cheeseburger, dude.
Bomb first time fuck. I had it was in 2010 with you guys when we went up there for Tommy T's.
That's the first time I had Nations.
The hot dog,
the chili cheese dog.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, that's good too. They kind of do it like the hat. It's a big one, dude. Like, I mean, not to sound like a fat dude, but you gotta eat that shit with a knife and fork.
Because I
spill it everywhere.
We shared a hotel room that time. We were both eating our food like in our both.
Oh, is that when you brought that old lady and I bombed her? Oh, we're gonna have our own swinger party. Not tonight. Boom. Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
No lady showed up.
2012, baby.
You bombed her? You mean you farted on her?
I was like, yeah, not even fart on her, but as soon as they opened the door, it's like,
but dude, you love farting in public.
That lady said we're gonna have a swingers party.
No, I'm just saying, like, dude, this fool thought he was gonna have a swingers party. That old lady out of here before she breaks her hip.
Because I was young, I tried to bring a girl in the hotel, and then
a girl. That's a third generation.
Hey, dude. She's Arnold's mistress, bro.
No, the barbarian, bro.
La señora católica.
Yeah, but that movie's trippy, but it's good, dude.
Oh, your video's going viral, huh?
Dude, yeah, fucking 8 million views, I think. It's about to hit million. And, like, I've gotten, like, so many followers from Latin America, dude. So
I got a million.
I know.
Hey, wow. we should pass out autographs, bro, for Halloween.
And let's go.
Big candy bars.
Can you imagine if you... passed out headshots.
People don't know where I live.
At our house. I know.
No.
For a trick or treat.
Like, for tricky three.
I mean, I don't know who would come dressed as you, but was he handing them out to anybody dressed in a Stranger Things costume?
I heard people walking across the street like, hey, I got something for you. Come on here.
Making paper airplanes. Throwing them over there. Catch one.
You got to do it like Joe Diaz, bro. You got to cut out the nose and the mouth and put your balls hanging out of it.
Listen, cocksucker.
Oh, my God, bro. Wow. You see everything in this world, right?
What is that?
That's your video.
Oh, yeah. Like, Señora Católica, ¿dónde está? So this lady is like the female fucking Andrew Tate, bro. Like she's
yeah, but that's like, India Maria.
Yeah, a little with a little India Maria.
Yeah, a lot of India Maria.
Yeah. A little indigenous in her.
So that video, she's not playing like the stupid whatever. She's got a whole different thing, right?
But
people
are saying that it's like a character that she's playing, like,
right? But it's not like stupid. It's just like old fashioned
Catholica, thinking, like very like,
yeah,
like grandma's.
Thinking,
dude, I'm
like so, your mom telling Christopher not to make his girlfriend a plate at the barbecue.
You know, that's why I wonder too, because I keep asking myself, how did these Asian people get these fucking cameras to get these perfect videos when they're in the middle of the ocean, they're in the middle of nowhere making a swimming pool out of dirt? And one of the videos.
Why is this camera 4K?
One of the videos, bro of the there's a video of a guy that he has like sandals. He looks like he lives by the beach, and a woman shows up with like a horse head. or a cow head, and she just throws it at him and says in Chinese, "Cook it."
Oh wow!
And he goes, "Okay," but he said it in Chinese.
Yeah.
And somebody got that video and then saw him at a fucking video awards, like a social media awards in China, and he was there with a tux and all that. So basically, the guy. Saying that the people that do these videos in China are real actors, but we don't know them because so his whole vibe of the village is probably like a studio that he uses, and then he probably really cooks the fish.
Yeah,
but he's not really a chef; he's an actor. Because he shows up, bro. I was watching it, feeling bad for him. But they fucking, bro, looking pretty with a suit, and then the woman that brings the horse head, they're all like waiting for their awards.
So you think that guy, Sigan Viendo guy, he's Dominican, right?
I don't know about him, but I'm just saying the people who are Chinese, they're actors. We need to know them.
You're talking about the people who dance? Oh no, no.
The people who are doing
abroad
those,
in China,
cooking. Like those who
look like they live in a village, who look like they're poor.
Not the ones who dance. Okay, not them.
Wow.
So basically, that's all studioed up.
Studioed up.
You told me about that conspiracy. Yeah. About
because somebody did a video looked
it
up, like that.
And it was a guy. He was at an award show. People knew him.
Because there was a video footage of a drone of something like that. It was in that scene, but then it shows him going away, and it was a set.
I feel like
kind of like flying away from here, and you see like the little.
I feel like that girl you follow, or you showed me a couple of videos. The woman, I don't know where she is, Guatemala or something. She has like a bikini on in the field, cornfield or whatever.
Yeah, cowboy boots.
I feel like she's in the United States somewhere. I mean, she could be just in some cornfield anywhere
in Napa, huh?
And just doing this and acting Bicelia. Like she's from the jungles, deep in the jungles, whatever. I don't wear shoes anywhere, you know. And then all these guys are like, oh, she's hot for a paisa lady or whatever.
You never know, man.
My aunt used to look like that. Breathing all heavy, huh?
She's cashing checks. I mean, this is a whole new world for everybody being able to cash checks.
Getting paid
stuff like
and
that.
All that shit.
And then, like,
you're in the middle of nowhere.
And like, there's people out there who say, I'll never pick fruit. But there's a girl on TikTok who has a nice body. And she never wears makeup, but she's pretty. And she's out there picking fruit in Fresno somewhere in the valley. And she has a TikTok, and people are like,
send her money.
They send her money, bro.
She's
and
rich.
Like a lot of people, they'll say, I'll never do that job, but they're willing to watch someone do it in detail and send them little TikTok hats.
Yeah.
Like the guy, I'm never going to make tops, but I watched a guy make tops.
Yeah, or those fast ladies in Asia. They're making like fast factory workers. You see those ladies?
But I think the thing about TikTok, it's kind of bringing interest in these kind of odd jobs that people wouldn't do.
Opening
like
the world
I find myself watching videos of people clean, like power washing dirty ass rugs, bro.
There's a guy that he just sits there and cleans tennis shoes.
And you
like
into
he
it,
does
dude.
A live
he brings it back to life.
He does a live video, and I'm pretty sure he threw those Jordans there, but they look dirty. He goes, "Oh, look what I found! It was a pair of Jordans, and they're like dusty ass with pee and shit on them and hair.
What?
They're from Canada.
Yeah, and he takes them to his house. He lives like in a place where Birdman lives, you know, with just a bunch of dirty clothes. And he gets to start scrubbing them, breaks them brand new, bro. And he sometimes people say, "I'll buy them off you, bro." But they're sending them money, bro. Like I seen them make at least $80 in that one time I was watching them.
They're making money, especially if it's like American dollars, you know, gone to like whatever the country that. Yeah,
because there's a girl that's she's a drywaller, and it's like damn, and she has like a million followers. That's all she does is drywall.
She steps up.
No, it's just one. You open and she's on the stilts using all the tools that new drywallers use, not old school shit. Like it's a trip.
She's short, right?
Yeah, just a dude. She has like 1.2 million followers.
I'm gonna
That's
do
just
my
drywall day. Videos.
I'm going to do my dishes in my thong, bro. My Speedo, dude. My thong.
Who's the audience?
We got to give you some
butt cheeks. I don't know. Somebody fucking buries.
I can guess.
That's funny. You say that because I don't know. Was Vine live?
Vine wasn't live. I think that was before they
What was live before Vine?
There used to be another app called Meerkat. Remember Meerkat? It was real fast.
It was gone.
It came quick and it went away fast. It was Meerkat was supposed to be just a full
not that
live.
One. Another one. Snapchat was live? No, huh?
Dub Smash?
Periscope.
Yeah, Periscope.
Periscope was
that
the
was
only
live,
thing
live.
Twitter had
Periscope,
to use.
Periscope, that one model from X Magazine, she had a big butt, and she blew up for a long time. I don't know her name.
Oh, Stacey Dash? Oh, a model.
Yeah, not Stacey Dash. She looked like Stacey Dash, but she's Cuban.
Vida Guerra.
Oh,
Vida
Guerra
was big.
She had a Periscope, and when a Periscope was new, and then It was just her opening a brand new couch. Bro, it was a lot of people watching that because she was wearing her like her bikini top,
yeah,
and a short shirt. And then she went on to do another she was putting a chair together. People were just watching that shit. So of course, anybody that does something like that is interesting. You know, you're at where they're watching it.
That's crazy.
Like that video we just did right now earlier.
La Señora Católica?
It had like 30,000 views now. There was a guy who goes, "Hey man, I'm over here at work, man, trying to stay focused. You keep putting this funny ass shit, has me dying."
Trying to stay
focused. He goes, "Keep it coming though." LOL.
People just like to consume content so fast now.
He's done watching it already. He wants more.
Yeah.
And that's why like these people cannot watch more than that. Anything longer than that, they're going to not watch it. Mm. I'm not going to watch it.
Longer than what? How much?
A minute?
Not even a minute, seconds. Bro. It's fucking 30 seconds.
People say like 10 seconds, 15 seconds is like the most that people
want to
watch.
When you look at my videos.
It's getting shorter and shorter.
When you look at the videos on TikTok, it tells you how long people watched it.
On average, yeah.
And that's basically no longer than 13 seconds. You're right. Unless, 13 seconds.
Unless you're providing. Watch
that. And what constitutes a view? A second?
I'm not sure.
No, the only watch. I'm saying that
no,
the
it
only
tells you how much, how yeah, long right. people are watching.
No, but, well, I'm just asking as far to get credited. Oh, to as get a credit just as a view. Second
probably
or two,
just
then, right?
A second. Yeah. A second. I think once it passes by,
that's
your,
so crazy, dude. 13 seconds.
I think there's impressions where it's like it passes by, like it's in your feed, but you may not see it yet, and then there's views.
Because it's weird with the video shit is tripping me out because like Gabby sends me videos, Felipe sends me videos, and once I open it, a video of that type opens up on my top. It's fucking crazy.
It's the algorithm.
And then
that's
all
the
those
algorithm.
Ones coming and all it's like fuck, like floodgates, bro.
During the election when Biden was running with Trump, I was so into it, you know, the race, that I was like opening up all that stuff, right? So I was getting mega people and the other side all day long, bro.
Oh, wow.
And now that I stopped watching those videos, I get none.
Yeah, yeah.
I get none, bro. Not even one MAGA and not even the other side, bro. Not even one. I get more of the woke Mexicans learning about their
indigenous
their indigenous side more.
Yeah. It's pretty much what you like, and after that, the algorithm's like, all right, this guy likes these kind of videos.
Yeah, and booties.
Yeah, you don't even have to like it anymore. Just
no, if you look at it, yeah, man, if you start, oh yeah, like something like I watch something, but it don't show up, bro. Like I watch these white kids who play baseball, but they play with the little ball, wiffle ball.
Yeah,
and they be throwing some curves, and I always like their videos. I follow them, bro. But every once in a while, I get a wiffle ball baseball game, you know, or something like that. It's like I could watch one ass video, and then I'll get ass videos all day. But something that has nothing to do with sex or silly dancing, you know, or...
It comes once in a while.
Like if I click on a tutorial video, I wouldn't get a million of those. Maybe one, you know. Or if I click on something that I like, maybe one. But if I click on somebody who's naked... Painting, I'll get a lot of painting
or if
now.
You click on a mukbang video like like
I stopped getting those.
I clicked on one eating ice video.
And that was it. They're like,
the fucking everybody's eating ice now. Mukbang.
Okay, nice age.
I don't get the eating ice.
But I think you can change the algorithm by like just liking the same or comment. Like, you gotta comment too.
Like if you put on a good lighting, you know, by the swimming pool by our house. And you're putting those lawn chairs together with Toffee sitting next to you wearing the Big Lebowski sweater. You'll be known as a lady with a Pendleton and a little dog. And people will tune in to see what else you put together and what else where the dog sits. And then they will expect that. And it don't really have to be sexual, but people will watch it because they like the little dog with the sweater and they like it. You're putting a thing together. People watch it, man.
Or it's just like those people that go live on TikTok and they fall asleep and people just watch them sleeping. Dude,
shut up.
They are asleep. I'm waiting for something to pop up.
You're waiting for a ghost to come up, but nothing happens. You're just fucking partying.
It's stupid, dude. We're in a world where there's a woman asleep And there's people who are awake talking shit to each other, bro. Yeah. On her sleeping. Yeah.
Just like these guys talking shit to each other, man. Fucking, where are they at?
Fucking sleeping videos,
oh,
dog.
Oh, they're crazy in the chat tonight.
You might want to get checked like, out for sleep apnea.
Like if Lisa were to do a video just making sopa all day, like La Señora Sopa.
Yeah, you know what I was sopas. Thinking, you know? If I started making the food I make at home, Mexican-type food, those versions of things, the vegan versions, I would get a lot of hate for appropriating, you know? But I was thinking if I put up these recipes as things my Mexican husband asked me to make or yeah, something like that, and then you ask me to make something, and then I'll, you know, veganize
you tweak
it or whatever.
It. There you go, yeah.
And then I think people would be more interested and then not hate me.
It'll be like that. It'll be like that. That guy, hey, Bunky, what you want to make you? Make me some Foster-free soda. All right, homie. Then that inmate, he started making a Foster-free soda for him.
Yeah, because I didn't know about potato soup and rajas. I never
you
knew
gonna
that
say,
before.
My Mexican husband was, honey, what you gonna make me? Make me some fucking rajas with queso.
I'm like, type in like rajas.
Rajas.
That'd be like... funny, man. Rajas.
That'd be funny.
Coming right up.
Anyway,
what's up, man? Happy Day of the Dead to everybody out there, man. Day of the Dead is an old tradition that happens November 2nd, I guess, or November 1st, whatever day you want to pick. That's how Day of the Dead bread. And tradition has it that you're supposed to put up candles and pictures of a past person that passed away, and you leave their favorite food there, like whether they like menudo, you leave a little bowl there, or you leave a glass of milk. That when I was a little kid, we had a Day of the Dead, I don't know what they call it, I guess, adorn.
Altar?
An altar. Yes, an altar, right?
What's it called in Spanish?
Adorno.
Altar.
Un adorno, right? And it had a bunch of little flowers, right? But it was I don't know, it was in my living room, right? But I didn't see it during the day. I didn't see the offering during the day, right? But it was like a little bit of flowers and there was a picture of two babies, but I didn't know, right? And there was a little cup of milk. Then I asked my mom, "What's that?" And my mom had she said, "Shut up." My mom told me that she had right after Angel, my brother, she had other kids from another dad, not an alternate world, but she had twins.
Set of twins.
She had twins. It was Rafael and Juana, whatever. But they were twins. And they lived like 3 days.
They were stillborn.
And then they died, bro.
Same thing with my mom.
So my mom had a little altar for them, and I guess my dad was just saying, "No pongas chingaderas during the day, right?" Don't remind me of that. Right? So it was hidden, bro.
Yes.
So
she
did
her altar. That's
so she
so sad.
It was like that, right? It was for the little homies. She probably buried those motherfuckers outside. I don't know.
Oh my god!
You never know.
Oh shit, dude.
Anyway, so that little fool was there, man, and
Mexican style, bro.
My mom would like that, bro. Like you open up my mom's drawer. There's a fucking little baby thing with our fucking immunization appointments.
Umbilical cords.
Yep.
Yeah, that's my mom.
Umbilical cord, a little matchbook.
Yeah.
A
little clipping of your first hair.
I don't got the social security, but I got the fucking umbilical cord.
Yeah.
My mom saved that too.
I can't find my social, but the fucking umbilical cord.
DNA. Test the DNA. It's me.
And then the little book had another thing to throw you off. So you won't know what it is. You're the kid, a stork holding a baby. Right?
Yeah.
Then the day you were born, and then all the information about. You know, just a way for the hospital to keep you going there,
so
but
funny, dude.
But the little altar was there, right? And so I remember that people would tell me you would leave something behind, and I remember I had a joke about it. I remember one time my uncle died, man, but he was a heroin addict, and now we left his picture right there, and we left his favorite food. When we woke up in the morning, he took the television in.
That's hilarious, dude.
All night That's we keep hearing bad. This.
That's hilarious.
What's
dude?
Up, fool? So we celebrated Halloween. You were Peter Criss, bro,
Peter
with a wig.
Somebody said first Felipe's mom's ofrenda and then Felipe's Thanksgiving table mats. Felipe's dad hates homemade projects.
Bro, I'm gonna solve fucking table Thanksgiving placemats, t-shirts. We got a picture, bro. Rodrigo Torres dressed like Peter Chris.
Oh, shit. What's up?
Yeah. Okay, Mike Myers right there, dude.
That was a creepy ass fucking Cat in the Hat, though.
Fuck yeah, it was, dude.
There it is.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You went with the fro wig, huh?
Do I have a whole costume or just a shirt?
Just the hair and makeup.
The shirt. Oh, shit.
Lois
dressed as Peter Chris.
Dude, Peter Chris is bad as fuck.
The other one.
Oh, is that Heathcliff?
Mongo from Heathcliff.
Heathcliff.
It's a badass show, dog. That was a badass show, bro.
Dude, the fucking intro is a badass song, dude.
They play that cartoon, I think.
Like doo-wop, bro. Fucking.
I didn't dress.
Go ahead.
I didn't dress up for Halloween because I just didn't. But I was at the.
Did people go to your guys' houses to trick or treat?
Well, we turned up all the lights, bro.
Yeah, we did. We didn't have candy or anything. We know you're in there. We didn't participate this year at all. We tried to watch Salem's Lot, then Felipe fell asleep.
Give him a little edible,
that
huh?
That movie pretty bad, dude.
I love Salem's Lot.
I'll check it out. I haven't seen it.
Yeah?
We watched it when we were living in a motel, and we watched it like I was so terrified, man. As a kid, I was like 8 years old.
Yeah, it's an old school movie.
7 years old.
Because there's a couple movies we were talking about this weekend. I watched all of them except one, and those are fucking pretty good, bro.
Pumpkinhead, bro.
Which one you saw?
I seen Red Rocket, which was good, but The Promising Young Woman, that's a
badass movie.
Oh, that's a great movie.
That's a dude.
Me and Gabby.
I thought you fell asleep during
that. No, you and I, we saw the whole thing.
Yeah, but we were talking about it.
Gabby was talking about it, too.
And because we're talking about Barbarian and then the other one, Tangerine as well, and all Homeboys movies, but they were good, but that movie's fucked, dude. It sucks that, you know, she has to die, but.
And some of the food she was setting up, huh?
Fuck those motherfuckers.
Spoiler king of the whole day.
They won't watch it.
Spoiler Barbarian. Somebody's mad at you in the chat.
The film poster doesn't give it justice.
No. You think it's like Rocky Picture Horror or something.
Oh, you think it's a transgender. From murder series.
Yeah, okay. So it kind of like even like mixed with a little bit of Cruising, but like because Gabby was describing it one way, then I was watching the trailer, and then I was watching the poster. I was like, dude, this shit looks fucking hardcore, and it was totally different, but it's good. Good.
It's good. Surprisingly
real good.
Good, huh?
Real good.
Yeah, it's a good
and movie. Badass actors, too.
I think it came out during the pandemic. I watched it during the pandemic.
Yeah,
because it's pretty fucking new. So what's up? Is Tangerine really, did they really make it on an iPhone?
I think they did shoot it on phones or something. They shot it without.
It was shot at dusk.
It was also like shot on the down low, like without permits.
And it looked good too?
Yeah, it looks pretty fucking decent. I've only seen the trailer. I've seen it once, but I didn't remember.
Sonya and Edwards?
There is a horror movie that they shot at Disneyland.
I've been wanting to see that.
It's in black and white. Because you can't film anything at Disneyland. It's like
they were on the low
it's
down
gorilla. And I saw it.
What's it called?
I forgot what it's called. I think like horror.
No, it's got a Disney hand going up.
It has it has the name of the movie. It has to do with one of the lines from a movie.
Yeah, so something.
When you wish upon a star. Welcome to Tomorrowland.
I think so, and it was creepy because it's like they shot it like so like on the DL at Disneyland.
You saw it?
I saw it. Yeah. It was creepy.
What did you see on?
It was on some a fucking shady fucking website, bro.
Like, oh, okay.
But it's an independent movie, like
it's
a motherfucker.
It's a movie
because
you can't shoot anything. Because like, it's crazy, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Escape from Tomorrowland.
So it's like a very like you got like I think like they can't say anything. It's Disney because fucking they'll get sued. You know.
Although they did use their little glove.
Tusk, huh?
Supposedly Tusk is fucking crazy. So
never seen it, but I heard it's fucking.
The guy looks fucking crazy, dude.
It's with Justin Long, right?
Yeah.
He's a scientist that turns people into fucking.
You did, bro?
You good?
This fool says. Are we the same
actor? I kept thinking about that King of the Hill Warriors episode though.
I can show the picture, but it's crazy.
A walrus with the hat on.
How about
which one?
Swiss Army Knife, dog. You saw it?
Army
Man. Oh my god, dog.
Good.
Bro, the whole movie is about this dude. His homie dies, and he uses him like a Swiss Army knife.
But he may or may not be just imagining it all.
Someone in the comments said Crisco and Ebert. Reviewing movie. Crisco and Ebert.
That's hilarious.
Who's Crisco?
You pick. Texas Cub 714 said it.
Fuck you, Texas.
By the way, Astros won. 5-0 tonight. Oh, Astros. Tonight.
There you go.
No
so, hitter?
So are tied, they, huh? 2-2. Yeah, 5-0. Oh, I don't know if it stayed a no hitter. But so it's tied now, 2-2?
2-2.
God. Where's the next game?
That's to be Houston, right?
I don't know I don't know they did it this time.
It's almost over, right?
This game 4.
It's right? Almost over.
Listen, nobody's watching this game, huh?
Everybody said it was gonna. It's a low watched series.
Really?
In the last 10 years, yeah. Damn. But yeah. They also said that every time the country's in turmoil, the Phillies win. Isn't that crazy?
How many times have the Phillies won?
I think only twice.
Oh yeah. Ready for Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Dude? Well, I guess it was a no hitter.
Wait, let's watch Rizzo's thing from Hawaii.
Yeah, so I didn't know. So let me set the story. So it's funny because, like, Steph told me, I'm going to order you some new swim trunks. Like, fuck yeah, dude. And I remember when they came on Amazon, I didn't know. I don't know shit. So I opened them up, and she got mad at me because I fucking was trying to moderate. I was trying to fucking sleep in them, you know, because I don't have, you know, like, sleeping shorts or pajamas. And, like, I noticed they were, like, ripping a little bit. And she's like, what the fuck are you doing? Save them for Hawaii. And I just didn't understand why the fuck she was very fucking, like,
what the fuck are you
doing? I had him about fucking like me not wearing them. Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, I like them, you know? And then they turned out to be prank shorts. And I just didn't understand what was going on when I was in the water. I just thought they were like, we gotta return these to Amazon, dude. Like, fucking, these fucking suck, dude.
Gonna put Jeff Bezos on the
play
line, dude.
Play it, Phil.
They were tore apart. Like,
Steph took it. You're waving to Steph, right?
Because I was telling her, hey,
you're freaking
hey,
out.
Wasn't nice. I was trying to go to the ABC store, gave me some new shorts. I kept saying that.
Your shorts are ripping right there.
Yeah. And I was like, give me your little pink shorts you had before, you know? I just didn't know what was going on.
Did she have extra shorts for you?
Yeah,
she did,
had extra
shorts.
But she
didn't
tell
him that. He didn't know.
Anybody pass by you?
Yeah, this guy gets really close. And then Rodrigo lifts him up.
Rodrigo,
I thought he was fucking around. I'm like, what are you taking your clothes for?
There's Gabby laughing right there.
Is that Gabby?
Yeah, Gabby right there laughing.
Come here!
What
do you want to go in?
I was fully naked, dude. And it's funny because, like, this lady.
You were worried about getting arrested.
I was worried about getting arrested. And so this lady that was right there, she's like, oh, the little lady, she's like, oh, those are those prank shorts. And I was like, oh, I remember now. These fucking things exist.
I remember,
you know,
when they did it to me.
I think if you did something like that to me, I think I would divorce you right there.
Where did you buy those at?
I would be so.
Amazon. But it's funny. But
Lisa said she'll do it to me. I'd divorce her in Hawaii.
No, I would never. Yeah, but I would never do that to you. No? I would never. That breaks trust, man. You cannot do that with your partner.
I was so confused.
Is that why you're not getting married?
I was so confused at what was going on. I was like, what is going on? These shorts fucking suck, dude.
If I did that to you, you would be so angry.
I think I'd walk out naked, dude.
Yeah, I would do it. I'll work on it a little bit and then walk out. Yeah. I'd go in there all shrimping.
Oh, my God.
Depend. If you
gross.
I'd be like Red Rocket running, fool.
It all depends if you don't forgot the extra shorts.
I said get her back with prank condoms. I don't think he wears condoms anyway.
My sperm don't work, bro. Okay.
Somebody help him out.
I said dissolving short sales about to soar right now.
When they were dissolving, what did they feel like? What are they made out of?
It's made out of regular material.
You just felt
just
like
the sewing.
Off of you?
You know what I think is dissolves is the thread. The thread. It dissolves because like at first, I don't remember fucking like moving that much, and then like I tried tying the shorts around my legs, and they just kept like everything.
Every time I look over, this fool have a piece in his hand. What the fuck?
The only thing that stood was a fucking elastic waistband, dude. That's the only thing that stood.
You should have grabbed it and tied it and just did a little.
I was so confused.
Silence of the Lambs.
Would you do that to me? You were telling Steph what?
I, dude, fucking like these shorts suck, bro. And I kept telling her, go to the ABC store. Go to the ABC store. And she had like little pink shorts she had before she put on the bikini.
Did you think you were going to stay there forever in the ocean?
I was just going to throw me the pink shorts.
The tide's going out. Hurry.
I thought I was
going
to get arrested, dude, in a little Hawaiian jail, dude.
I think that would have been able to get out, though, of that, because it wasn't intentional.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't, exposing yourself.
Mahalo, people. Oh, man. Somebody, one of the fans was in Honolulu for Halloween.
Oh, fuck
and
yeah.
And that place right there by Duke Statue, packed, bro. Packed.
Everybody all costumed out?
Costumed out, bro, like West Hollywood, but in Hawaii, dog.
That's badass.
Hell yeah, dude. Hawaii's badass, dude.
I've never been there. Like, I think Didn't Edwin go there for New Year's Eve or Halloween one time?
He said, I think he went there with his lady.
Yeah, but ex-lady. he did that. Was it Hawaiian Brian's or something?
Yeah, like, Hawaiian Brian's.
It's either was New Year's or Halloween.
It must be crazy, huh? Yeah, but you were right, bro. They fucking shit people in and out of that place, huh?
Bro, like, it was weird. Like, I was going, like, when I got there, I was just looking, just like, dude, in droves coming in and droves going out.
And then that flower shop right there, bro.
Dude, it's just like, it's all like all automatic, dude. It's like, just in and out, dude. Yeah. Just in droves, like, so fucking crazy. It's just like everybody's going there to leave or arrive.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. It's like nonstop.
Dude, like you can just tell, and then like the lines, fuck, dude.
I know. I think everything's so. I mean, there's so much of the service industry over there, but I think I would just get so tired of people after like a month, as I waited tables for 15 years on and off. But it was you start to hate people, you know.
Do you remember how the people were acting over there at Yard House when they weren't getting their tables? Yeah. Remember the people getting in arguments and just like, no, I was here. I was like, oh my
God, it's bro. People relax. Get brunch is the worst. And brunch it's not people. Your
fault, dude.
You but just got here.
We were patient. You know what I mean?
We just got here.
Yeah, but you were patient. But Felipe is looking at me like, "What's going on with this? What's this line? Who's getting served first?"
And then the people arguing. I've been here for an hour and 20 minutes. Well, walk up to the front.
And I became that.
Nobody
guy.
Gave you your buzzer.
There's a lot of chicken nuggets left.
That joke you said, I was fucking hilarious,
dude. To me, I looked over, dog. A lot of people eating nachos in Hawaii, bro.
Nachos, bro.
Dude, I was like,
they keep crazy. It simple, bro.
Yeah, but dude, and not to be a dick, but you know, an American dog, you know, it's like trough eating, the buffet food.
Put some pineapples on the nachos, bro. That's it, bro. Yeah.
Give me some ahi tuna tacos, bro.
Fuck, dude.
But you waited how many hours for that table at Duke's? So come on, 4.
Oh my God! I put in the reservation. Yeah, I was chilling with you guys.
You
chilled
for an hour and a half.
It was like almost 3 hours, bro.
Yeah, I think you put it in at like 5:30, right?
So I will like, end, take a nap. Fucking woke these guys up. 8:30. We went over there. It was good. Dude. I mean, it was all right. But the guava drink I got was pretty good, dude.
Yeah, dude. The little lava. What was that? A lava flow?
At least I like that coconut. Mojito from the Cheesecake Factory.
That looked good.
So that looked good. The rim had toasted coconut on it.
A touch of class.
That was a touch of class. That was so nice. So nice. Toasted coconut rim. Who does that? And I'm not even a Cheesecake Factory fan. You like that. I don't like those chain restaurants. I don't like those chain restaurants. And that place didn't have a lot of options there.
A lot of stuff was missing from the menu, too.
Yeah, it was a weird menu. But
America's just mowing that shit down.
It was the only place that was ready and open that night, and without having to drive.
Just right up the street, yeah.
What's up, everybody? Don't forget to watch the History for Fools podcast. We have 6 episodes. We're about to change it up a bit and do a different category of history. So look out for that. You guys got your podcast, dog?
It's Stand Ready Bros.
Stand Ready Bros podcast. We recorded a new episode earlier today, and can we say... Oh, we have the show coming up
November 5th.
Saturday, yeah.
Day after Humphreys. What's up, bro?
Fucking Willie. Willie fights Santa, bro.
Why is this guy dancing up there, bro? You said that? No, but you know how that fool is.
Is it a comedy show and a fight?
No, it might be a fight with Willie after.
But it's that guy's birthday, though, right?
Yeah, it's his birthday
show. With Arnold Barbosa. There you go. That's the show right there with everybody.
Still tickets available?
Yeah.
There's still tickets available. Yeah, hell yeah.
By the way, so some people asked in the chat how they get tickets to the Hollywood Improv thing for the Sunday. I don't know, but you can go to the Hollywood Improv and buy the tickets for the 9:30 show. I think it's called Late to Work.
Yeah, you could on the Hollywood Improv website. All the shows are there for Saturday. Yeah. And be careful looking for the show on the website because there's so many shows they have. Yeah. They have a 7:30, they have an 8:30, and 9:30 show. I'm in the 9:30 show.
9:30.
Hell yeah, dude.
Sunday?
Sunday. I think it's called Late to Work Show. But anyway, also you can go on Instagram. You can follow Chris_please. Don't even have to follow him. Just go to his page and there's links on there for buying tickets. See there? What's the link? Just improv.
Oh, shit. They got, what's the name? He didn't even know already, but they got Ranchwater name on it.
Improv.hollywood.com. And get them. We're not announcing this on social media, just on here.
We're just announcing it here, people.
It's for the What's Up Fool podcast fans.
For the What's Up Fool podcast exclusive. See, some people, man, want to charge you for Patreon. They want to charge you for the exclusive shows. Man, we got nothing. We have nothing special to show you guys, man.
You know what? I cannot imagine Patreon. We'll never charge Patreon for you guys or have a subscription program on this podcast.
If we ever have a Patreon, it'll be Lisa right here sitting in a bathing suit. And every 200 subscriber would drop oil on her.
I don't think so.
Like the Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon. But yeah, we will never have like a Patreon or a paid subscription for the show. But I forgot what I was going to say now. You popped in there.
As far as charging?
Yeah, as far as charging. Because it's too much pressure to have to come up with content to share. I can't do it. That's why.
Too much pressure.
Too much pressure. I don't want to have to sit there and it's hard enough to like pick out a clip that's good to share. Like, I got a lot of shit to do. But to sit there and pick out like, you know, what's content we can cut from this and just share it to the people who paid. I think it's weird. It's a money grab. It's unnecessary.
Some they'll like record an hour and a half and then they'll put a half hour on Patreon.
Like special. Whatever. I don't know, knocking those people, but we got other things to do. I can't be. I'm not looking to milk people for money. I like the idea that podcasts are free. I like that. Yeah. You know?
Hell yeah, dude.
Rodrigo might start charging people $500 each to
arm wrestle.
Be as close to go walk with him around killing roaches, man.
I can't pay you for that.
You can promote your company.
I'll give you a hook.
What's up, man? Oh, man. I know we're talking about movies, man, but I just saw my favorite movie again. It's a tearjerker at the end. It gets me every time. Men in Black 3.
Oh, hey, that's a badass dude. Movie.
I love that movie, good, Will dude. Smith.
I saw it for the first time a couple weeks ago.
Did
I
you
like,
cry, dog, at the
it's
end?
It's sad, dude. Because oh,
I
my
love
God.
Men in Black 3, and I don't
it's like
at all.
I don't even know how he got separated from K in the end.
Yeah.
Get the chills, bro.
He knew. Oh, my God.
I was telling Lisa that K knew, bro, because remember he was all happy in the beginning, when he was young, and then Will Smith would look at him. Man, what happened to you? And he would respond, "Yeah, it hasn't happened yet."
I don't think he knew. He just knew that whatever he must have seen later in his life has not happened yet, as far as he knows.
This is my favorite part.
That guy,
the Arcanian.
That guy that could, it's called See the Future. It's fucking badass. Do like the different realities, but. Josh Brolin was badass as young.
29 years old, bro. City Miles.
He was great, man.
Yeah. Hard 29.
Men in Black 3, I ain't gonna lie, man. If Will Smith wants to come back into making movies, you're gonna have to do Men in Black 4, man.
Yeah, dude.
This is the Men in Black with those other two people, Tessa.
Hell
no,
that shit sucked, man.
I couldn't get into it.
If I had fish and chips, I would have threw it that way.
Save him.
Who's the guy, Liam?
Hemsworth.
Thor's brother with
Thor.
It's actual Thor, yeah.
Oh, it actually
it's
is?
Actually his Thor,
I thought
yeah.
it was the other one. Oh, okay.
Looked like his brother.
They tried too hard on that one.
Which one is
huh?
the one in Ghostbusters with the women? Is that the
it's
actual
Thor?
Thor.
Okay. Yeah, that's Thor. Yeah.
Then I guess I haven't seen his brother in anything. I thought that was his brother.
His brother played him in like the Thor movie as the play, like when they're doing like
See,
the...
I don't watch the Thor movies.
The musical.
Throw me off
right now, dude. I don't watch the superhero movies. No.
But you know what? The Men in Black movies are pretty good because I saw
They're
the first
fuck,
one
dude.
And the second one recently because I've been on a, like watching old movies streak. I finally saw When Harry Met Sally for the first time like a month ago. It's not bad, you know. Again, it's a cool little rom-com.
What's next? Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah, dude, I never seen that one. That's next. Thank you.
Because didn't they make like a Meg Ryan and a Tom Hanks movie just recently?
Bro, watch Meg Ryan in that movie. French Kiss is a good one, dude.
French Kiss. That's Kevin Klein and her.
Yeah she gets a stomach ache eating good cheese.
That's when her hair was top notch. That was
top
the peak
notch.
Meg
that's
Ryan
my favorite movie.
Look, the hair.
I died
the makeup,
in that movie, bro. Because you know movie? She's pretty in that movie, right? And you think her husband, her fucking fiance didn't leave her for a hotter chick, right? But then when you see the chick, it was like the lighting is perfect. It was just her. Everybody's blurry. She's coming out of the beach. She's French. And even what's her name?
Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan says that she's perfect. Not a pimple on her, she said.
Yeah, not a pimple on her.
Nice clear skin.
You know what? I love that movie, She-Devil, Roseanne Barr.
She had that mole right here.
She had that mole the whole time. And she's married to Ed Begley Jr. And then Ed Begley Jr. leaves her for Meryl Streep, who's an author. Like a, she writes romance novels and stuff.
Now this is the lady I can have a conversation with.
But then, yeah, she, Roseanne, like, gets revenge in the end.
Oh,
she, it's
shit.
Good.
What's it called?
She-Devil. I like it a lot. Roseanne
cannot
act.
I've seen it
a long
time ago.
But the, remember what we were talking about is
Wild Wing.
You Got Mail.
Yeah.
But that's the, I feel like that's like the first movie ever. Like Tom Hanks is the first guy to slide into a DM ever.
Yeah,
dude,
well, because Dave Chappelle's in that movie, huh?
Yeah, he used the internet, bro, to get pussy, dude. Yeah.
But it's kind of had that vibe of like Sleepless in Seattle and, you know.
Like those kind of like East Coast movies, right? Oh, no, that East Seattle's fucking Pacific.
Oh, Hey, Miss Sally, that's where Billy Crystal.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, it's a good one.
It's a New Year's movie. Harry Met Sally.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty cool.
It starts off with them.
That's a Thanksgiving movie, isn't it? New Year's too.
They're all talking about it in a restaurant. They're waiting for their food.
Yeah. I knew the references, but I've never seen the movie because of that whole, like, I'll have what she's having, you know?
Yeah.
I knew the references, but I've never seen the movie.
Where they came from, connect them, like, oh, dude.
Who's the star of that one?
Billy Crystal and her.
Meg Ryan? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, because it's their whole friendship, because they started out as friends. That's the whole question. Can you be friends with a person you're attracted to?
Can you have a platonic relationship with a person of the opposite sex if you just repeated what she said, bro.
A platonic relationship. A pornographic relationship.
But I like how they live like in a fucking loft, you know, like before.
A flat.
Before, bro. Hip, you know,
that's the only thing I like about those movies, bro. Where they were living.
We're in Seattle.
They're fucking rich, but you know that when I don't even know what rich was, but I just know that was like.
Everybody in movies was rich.
Especially the big old flat like that, though.
Even Mel Gibson in his beach trailer was had this giant in there.
His fucking trailer was huge in that movie.
Lethal Weapon.
I know, but when they did it with Emilio Estevez, it had Chandelier.
No, it's with Charlie Sheen, the Part Two, right?
Yeah.
Hot Shots.
Remember, bro, when he played Mel Gibson and he goes in his trailer and has stairs.
Is Hot Shots the parody with Samuel Jackson?
Yeah.
That's a funny movie, dude.
It's over the top, bro. It's pretty. I forgot about that shit. Remember the cover was him all like Rambo.
They did three of those, didn't they?
Yeah, the third one kind of sucked.
I don't think he was in the third one, but
it was like his deal was done. His option, he didn't take it.
Because that's when he goes into his trailer and it's like a bit.
That's a funny ass movie, dog.
Bro, it's big when Mel Gibson's in it, bro.
Yeah.
He has electricity watching Three Stooges. They're fucking blowing his house up with a helicopter. And then he opens the door, he goes under it, and doesn't get shot in.
Mean escape artist, dude.
Hot Shots. Damn.
That guy Raul in the chat said his mom's favorite movie was She-Devil.
Cause she had a big mole.
She looked like Roseanne.
Also, shout out to a guy in Napa that hooked us up with some nice green Jesus.
Thank you, bro. That's
the guy who gave you the wine,
and he gave us the cookies too.
No, the guy. Oh, shout out to also Sergio.
Sergio.
He gave us the wine.
Right,
he gave us the bud.
He gave me the
Raiders jersey.
Vote for him. What is he waiting for?
Gave me a fucking harmonica.
The quickies, handcrafted cookies.
Oh.
He has it's on his The Greatest Baker competition.
Okay.
So hit the link.
Felipe loves bake-offs.
I love bake-offs.
Dude, these cookies were pretty fucking deadly,
but
man.
These were edible, though? So those are all edible, that contest?
Yeah, I believe so. But I was like, damn, dude.
That's funny. Dude.
Show's coming up, Philip Wedge.
Philip Wedgies.
Where does Philip Wedge come from? That name?
He's like skateboarder, huh?
Is it?
I'm not sure.
No.
Look it up. November 4th, this Saturday, I'm going to be in San Diego, California, November 10th through the
13th.
This Friday, November 4th, I'm going to be in San Diego at Humphrey by the Bay. November 10th through the 13th, Irvine, California. November 17th through the 19th, Salt Lake City, Utah. Wise Guys. November 23rd through the 27th, Ontario, California.
No show on Thanksgiving.
Ontario Improv. No show on Thanksgiving. But the 23rd is a Wednesday, huh?
Yes, Wednesday. Then they skip Thursday. Then Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
December 1st to December 4th, Addison, Texas. December 9th through December 10th, Tempe Improv. Get your tickets at FelipeWorld.com.
And a lot of new shows coming in for 2023. Not so many shows. Not all of them are on the website. Only a few of them.
Only the cool ones.
No, they're playing in Philly tomorrow.
Oh, they are. Okay. Well, let's hope Philly gets one more game to keep the Astros
out of it.
Yeah, I was like, these fools popped up with Philip Wedge. It sounds like they're playing badly. A professor and a student. Nothing else.
No.
Yeah, where did you come up with that? You just like the flow of the words, huh? Well, there's a pitching wedge.
What's up, people?
Sandwich.
Is that him? No? All
right. Sounds made up.
I mean, a wedge of fucking a wood wedge to make a skateboard, the old school ones.
Wedges.
Also, man, there's a new Entre Nos popped up right now. It's Gwen LaRocca from Chicago and Ralph Barbosa from Texas. When that pops up, go watch it, man, so you have something else to watch.
Hopefully we get Ralph on here when he comes to LA. I don't know when he's planning. He's doing a lot. He's got a lot of dates popping up, all from those clips that went viral.
He's going to be in Utah after me, too.
Yeah, he's doing his own shows in New York, Utah.
Also, man, don't forget to watch George Lopez show, Lopez versus Lopez. It premieres this Friday, November 5th?
4th.
November 4th.
On NBC.
On NBC.
If you're not in San Diego at the show.
Also, man, there's a new show that's going to come out on ABC. It's with Johnny Knoxville, Eric Andre, and
Gabrielle Sidibe from Precious.
From Precious Sidibe.
Oh, damn.
It's a prank show. It's a new prank show. And Rachel Wolfson is in it.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
And so many actors are in it. There it is, man.
Eric Andre and... Johnny Knoxville are producing it, right?
So look out for that, man, in the late spring.
The prank panel?
The prank panel.
Hell yeah, dude.
Also, Rob Schneider has the movie out right now with me in it.
Hell yeah, dude.
He plays with Larry's name?
His character's name Bubbles? is Larry Bublé. Yeah.
What's the title of the movie?
Bublé.
Daddy-daughter trip, yes. And I think it was at all the Harkins theaters in the Southwest, like Arizona and then California. I don't know what Harkins theaters are, but they're in the suburbs, I think.
Yeah, there's Harkins and Corona.
There's one in Cerritos. Claremont. Cerritos Mall, that's the one
we came out probably a month ago.
In so Moreno Valley, there's a Harkins. Is that the one he did with his daughter, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his youngest daughter.
Because his daughter came out of one of the specials, right? At the end?
That's the first daughter with a different mom.
Oh, okay.
Is this a senior one?
That's El King. This movie is with his young daughter, who's like 10 or
there's
something.
The trailer.
12.
Oh, shit.
And that's Adam Sandler's wife there.
Nippity-doo.
There's no audio.
There it is. Go watch it, people. Harkins.
Hell yeah, dude. Go to the one in Cerritos, dude. Harkins.
Did you vote?
For Beto O'Rourke?
No, for California elections. You're a councilman, you're a city assemblyman.
Not yet. I'm going to vote, yeah. I always forget that November is like, you know, like people think about, you know, Turkey. And like, it's voting season, too, you know.
We're going to flip the house.
You live in Texas. Vote for Beto, bro. Beto O'Rourke.
What are you asking about how to pronounce that word?
Beto?
You've seen that word before.
Beto. People say Beto.
I've never heard anybody say Beto. Yeah,
Robert Beto.
Beto, you know.
Instead of saying Beto,
they say Beto.
Beto.
Just make that up. Nobody said Beto.
Some people say Beto.
No Spanish speaking person would say Beto because he's not pronounced like that.
There was a big old when the Ovalde came thing, there was a big old big lady going, Beto's coming.
Well, that's a Texas lady. That ain't no.
Oh, yeah. But I think most people in Texas, yeah, like, because Beto, he's, what's it called? He's making Republicans.
He's going to take out Governor Hot Wheels.
Abbott. Abbott, wasn't it? Abbott, right?
Abbott,
there you go. Sorry, I'm off. The pronunciations are off today, dude.
He's the governor's name is Greg Abbott.
Greg Abbott.
He's in a wheelchair.
You're trying to push him off the fucking cliff. So vote for Beto O'Rourke.
And then there's another race in Georgia between an ex-football player and a lady.
Oh, shit.
Herschel Walker.
Herschel Walker, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I think, my man, he was at one of those things, you know, when you go up against another politician.
A little debate.
He was a debate. And then, like, the person was saying that this guy says he's for the police. And Mr. Walker said he backs up the blue. But when it came down to funding, he voted no. You know, he's one of the people who are against funding the police.
Damn.
How is he going to support the police if he's against funding the police? And then Herschel Walker responded with, oh, he took out a fake badge, bro.
Oh, my God.
He got deputized.
I saw that.
Right before you tackle people in the NFL, he'll pull out that badge. You're done.
This fool took out a badge and went like this. And then the lady that wrote in the debate, orator, they call her, she said, Mr. Walker, please put that away, sir. But I just want to show him that. And I'm going to have to stop him because he's about to take out these plastic handcuffs, bro.
Oh, no.
And that would have ruined everything.
Play Cowboys and Indians, huh?
Handcuffs with the pink fuzz. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, sex handcuffs, bro.
Yeah, because they're saying that the GOP moved him from Texas to Georgia to go to beat that lady out of the race or whatever, or his opponent. We'll see what happens.
I believe it. He's a total puppet. I mean, what a...
And then because about a month ago, they came out, men should be at home with their families. And then they popped out with a side kid.
His own son came out of the closet to tell him that that he had two extramarital, he had paid for two abortions. He had the receipts.
Damn, yeah, dude. Sucks,
huh? Let me tell you, man, I don't care about anybody says about whether he lied or not. But when you're up against Judge Wapner in the People's Court, people with receipts always win.
Yeah, dude.
Give him that little drum roll, dog.
Dun dun dun. Dun dun dun.
The bongos. Yeah. The
bongos. Save your receipts.
That's when it gets good, huh?
Who keeps receipts for an abortion?
You have to, dude.
You gotta write it off,
bro. You know, you want a refund, bro.
He probably saved them just in case they say, "Oh man, I have to pay for my born abortion." He pops it out. No, you didn't. Huh. Hold on. That was my badge. Hold on.
It's using as a tax write-off.
It's on Venmo.
The receipts, perro.
You know, but then the people who are for his side, they say, you know what? I don't care about none of that stuff. I just care about the economy.
Shouldn't we get an economist to run?
A lot of people care about the economy. What do you mean?
No, but she said, I don't care about him having paying for abortions. Oh, I just care about the economy.
Yeah, he ain't going to help that either.
Well, Democrat in, they're just going to span, yeah, not Herschel.
Yeah.
And people always say that when they start complaining, especially on TikTok, they say she's going to come over here and make Georgia like California. What, we're going to bring a Disneyland over there?
Yeah, I know.
An In-N-Out at
We're
going to
bring a couple of In-N-Outs?
Yeah, good tacos.
First of all, man, if your town doesn't have an In-N-Out, it's because your town sucks.
Bro.
For real.
You need to
because In-N-Out only goes to towns where they're going to actually cook fresh meat.
Yeah, dude.
And if your town's going to say, well, we can't do that, all we could do is serve frozen meats, well, In-N-Out ain't going to come to your town.
Yeah, that's
the way In-N-Out works. If your town can't provide real meat, fresh meat, real potatoes, In-N-Out ain't coming to your town.
And you know,
and I'm sorry, man. That's why we have McDonald's. Because McDonald's has frozen meat. Burger King has frozen meat. Everybody else has frozen meat, but In-N-Out doesn't.
But you know what's crazy? So when post
and we'll throw a little scripture there too.
Also, and what's his name? Even Nations. Fresh.
Yeah, when Postmates first came to LA back in 2014, they didn't want to let Postmates.
About the Dust Bowl.
They didn't want. They didn't want them, huh?
They didn't want Postmates to deliver the food because they wanted the food fresh, you know? And it took a while for, you know, because fucking people were like, I don't want to drive to In-N-Out, you know? So, like,
the fuck convenience that line, of it all, dog.
Dude. Yeah, that line.
I'll quit.
That's a, they don't want to stay in that line for, what, $3?
You see that? And no matter where you're at, dude, you could be in Ontario or Van Nuys. And it's all leaking out of the road.
Downey is always busy. Like, what the fuck?
In-N-Out?
Northridge over here, over by
In-N-Out could say anything bad about people. People still stand in line.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
In-N-Out could say, man, there's too many Mexicans. People still show up.
Yeah. Abortions are bad. I still need my double-double.
In-N-Out, I think...
The world's flat. Yeah, man. I wish this line was fucking shorter, though.
Flatter than these fries.
In-N-Out is the reason why there's so much traffic in fucking SoCal, dude.
Oh, like, yeah.
It spreads out, dude.
Yeah, and you don't even realize you're in the In-N-Out line until like two blocks later.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot I live next to one.
Yeah. Well, there's one over there in Mission Hills, then there's one here in Northridge. They're both, the line is
Bro,
the
line, the In-N-Out right there on Mission Hill is so big that they have to get in line at the Carl's Jr. first.
God.
That's true. You had to go through there, right? Like, dude, they had to snake through there.
Who does the biggest lines besides them?
It's Canes. Canes right now. Canes is pretty popular.
No, you're right about Canes.
No Canes, bro.
No, you're right about Canes.
In Burbank, Canes is...
We saw one Canes.
What would it be like, what? Starbucks? And then remember when the donuts were hot back in the day? Krispy Kreme had big-ass lines.
Krispy Kreme by Burbank. Still on Wednesday nights when we used to do the podcast. Right, dude.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme. Yeah. Okay.
By Target.
Every now and then I see... Because they're not as around as much as they used to, but every time I see it, like, goddamn, it's a big ass line. What the fuck?
In Torrance, Krispy Kreme is always crazy. So it's right. It's Krispy Kreme, In-N-Out, and Canes. But when we went to Hawaii, went to the mall, dude, there's a huge line because the first Chick-fil-A got there like not too long
Everybody was there, brother.
Everybody, brother. Yeah.
But it's funny how people say that don't be coming to Texas and turning into California. Bro, I've seen people move from LA who thought they were badass and they thought they were going to make it in Texas. Now they're homeless in Texas, bro.
Yeah.
Wait till they start straggling back here, bro. It wasn't for me. I don't know
I'm
what
I'm glad
I was
they're
doing.
Not homeless in LA, bro.
Yeah.
I'm glad they went over there to Texas and failed.
Yeah, there's professional homeless out here. Yeah, generational.
Like, bro, you over here in Texas, you homeless now, bro.
Yeah, dude.
They're going to kick your ass out of Texas for being homeless, no?
I think
Are
so.
Are they? That's
yeah, the plan. I mean, yeah, didn't like they say the that? Bro, don't bring that here.
Like you go to Arizona,
like
all
it's
the homeless,
something we're exporting or something.
You go to Arizona,
here.
A lot of homeless people from Arizona are from LA, bro.
Yeah, but yeah. Remember, dude, that's the first time I actually seen an encampment on a square
Phoenix,
piece of property.
Phoenix, downtown Phoenix?
We're like, dude.
You were staying next to one in Napa.
We were
under the bridge, dude.
Where I drew some blood.
Well, in Napa. Because if you looked out the way, we were looking out the other way towards the freeway, dude, it was just a mat. It was clean, though. That's one thing I'll give it up. It was clean. it looked clean.
Yeah, yeah, okay. By the train tracks,
that's all I
want to
look.
They had a dog park.
Yeah. Because, dude, think about it. It's all hobo style. You want to go to L.A. for the weekend? Hop on the train. Get off right there, huh? Yeah. L.A. Union Station?
But it's funny, man, like when I was working on the set of that show, there was a dude that grew up in a valley, and he goes, I'll never go back to the valley.
Oh, my God.
So he lives in West Hollywood now, right, with his man. But he was telling me that.
Away, bro.
So we were talking about. he goes. We were both talking about how he said he whenever he needs a laugh, he has some wine. He reads the comments from the next door rap from the valley.
Oh my God!
And he goes. They were him and I had a long conversation for an hour and a half, bro. Back, you know, like up behind the studios before they called us in to shoot. Oh yeah, man. They act like homeless people were never in a valley. Eh?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
I know. I mean, yeah, we've got social media. We've got more people staying in their cars because that was allowed then probably 8 years ago. They started allowing people to live in their cars again. But that's because of the shortage and people were living in their cars anyway. They're just like, we're not going to outlaw it. So what the fuck are you going to do?
And wasn't that the big dream too? You came from Indiana like 30 years ago and you slept in your car for a little while and then you came up, right?
Jim Carrey story, bro.
The Beverly Hillbillies.
David Spade lived in his car. Jamie Kennedy lived in his car. He might live in his car again now after everything's done.
Yeah.
But Eddie Griffin lived in his car. A lot of people.
It's almost like there's a lot of anti-homeless stuff going around now, huh?
Oh, it's totally anti-homeless because it's an eyesore.
But
and because people are like
graffiti,
saw this before. Well, sorry, that's it. They're all over. It's not just even throughout California.
All over the country.
It's all over the country, dude.
Don't you think also it's a population issue? The more people, the more people you're going to have like that, right?
Bro. There are people who are broke. There are people who, I don't know.
There's a, right there where I live, there's a San Fernando Mission where all these Jesuits live at, bro, in nice homes. And right across the street, bro, there's fucking 100 homeless people living in a park. And they have extra land, bro, right there. Like, they're not even being used. Like, I mean, you would think, man, if you were like, if Jesus was your homie,
yeah,
you would think that you would come out of your pad and see a bunch of homeless people and say, maybe I should go over there and say a little prayer. Right?
Brother Felipe.
I mean, my statue's right here.
You don't understand the God.
Father Sarah's statue's right here.
You talk to a lot of homeless people.
No, just saying that the priest who lived there,
oh, yeah, yeah.
No, the San Fernando Mission,
look, I know.
They have all that land.
All that land that sits empty. There's not a property on it. They mow it and they make it nice looking.
What you guys don't understand is God takes up a lot of
it
real estate.
It is completely empty. They could just, they'd stay in their little park over there, but that park's so much smaller than all that land they have next to it, between that's the fire department and the mission.
And that's just a splinter of God's love.
Catholic Church is the number one landowner. Property owner in the United States.
Tax-free, right?
Tax-free, baby.
Time to start a church.
And they're not all churches.
Yeah, I know. Just start a church right now, dude.
Gotta get me a church, the church of CBD.
They own more property in New York than most people. Most
and probably
companies.
Like prime real estate.
Yeah. But, you know, that's what the Scientologist did, too. But they weren't prime at the time. He bought all this property. L. Ron Hubbard bought all this property in Hollywood that was run down. You know how Hollywood used to be shit, you know, for a long time. And now it's all corporatized and like all cleaned
right
up
by,
and stuff. Hollywood and Highland and by Kaiser. There's another one, Hollywood. I think it's Hollywood and Highland or another block up. It's like a big, beautiful building with marble on the outside. No, it's like when you come down Yucca, I think. There's like Yucca and Yucca. Then you pass Hollywood or I don't know. When you come down
right
the hill.
There
underneath the bridge
with
the
freeway.
By Cahuenga where the fucking all the homeless people live under that bridge.
From
yeah.
Where?
Yeah, down
Cahuenga
past
and Yucca.
Cahuenga.
So kind of like, kind of almost going to that 101 Cafe.
Oh, by that Ralph's?
Where, bro?
101 Cafe.
What street?
Cahuenga. Cahuenga?
Cowabunga, dude.
Cahuenga, bro.
Cahuenga.
How are H's pronounced? Did you forget your Spanish
Cahuenga.
Pronunciation?
Yeah.
How Cahuenga are H's pronounced?
And Yuka.
Ingles sin barreras.
Ingles sin barreras.
How are H's pronounced?
Let's see with Nick Guerra over here, right?
Ha, 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 ha. Oscar de la Hoya.
Cahuenga, bro. Cahuenga.
Cahuenga. Cahuenga, bro.
Cahuenga.
Damn.
The big kahuna, dog.
What about Hugo or Hugo?
Fuck, drink it already, bro.
He's got kahula, bro.
Kahula hula, the big bamboo, dog.
Right there, that bridge right there on Cahuenga. Cahuenga and Yucca?
Yeah, it's right down Yucca.
That bridge is crazy. By Cafe 101. I mean,
what, do you hang out there or what?
No, it's down the hill.
There.
Cafe 101.
I used to do open mics around there.
It's not even called Cafe 101. It's called like Clark Street Cafe.
Now
there's not even a Clark Street over there. What?
It took the soul out of that place, huh?
Right there by Beachwood, bro, where all the gay homies live at, dude.
It's a Gelson's Market, not a Ralph's.
Gelson's Perro.
Okay. Yeah, that.
It's full of tutor dog.
Gelson's. Gelson. What
did
he say?
Gelson's, bro. Nelson, homie.
Shout out to that lady that gave Gabby all that makeup, but then hung out all night.
Yeah. Tried to get her to buy it.
Bombarded her with a DM.
So give her a bunch of free makeup.
Okay, so Avon, like, right there, dude. Okay.
See, that would be cool. I don't want those T-shirts that everybody offers you or baseball hats, but I'd like some free makeup.
You're 3X, huh? The fuck
out of here. I don't like taking free stuff from people because there's always something attached.
Well, you open the door or something. That's what I was telling her.
Fools wake up in the morning thinking they're gonna have a clothing line with just some bullshit ass word like
respect.
Hey, bro, word on there,
bro. We're trying to promote it, bro. So we're gonna get talented partiers.
Consciousness.
What was that one? Weekend. Part-time
Shane
addicts.
Dizzle, bro.
It was like
coke
weekend
addict,
addicts
cocaine,
or something.
Who wants some schlong?
Ranch water.
I do schlong, bro.
I think you could sell some ranch water shirts.
We met a guy the last time we were in Napa. This dude that came to to Nation when we were eating because he saw the story.
Young ass.
He goes, yeah, man, the chicks here like the schlong.
Wherever there's babies, they like schlong.
He came out of a fucking, what's it called? Bill and Ted movie, bro.
He should have been in the new one, dog.
Bro, I saw Lost Boys again.
This is a badass movie, dog.
I read somewhere that people say that the grandfather knew there was vampires all along and he was a vampire killer.
Oh, he was a hunter.
Yeah, he didn't say shit, though, the whole movie, though.
He wanted to fuck him up. That's why.
But he had been preparing. That's what's in that room.
Bro, fucking Corey.
But it's not Feldman clear enough.
It's loaded through the whole movie, bro. What an idiot, huh?
In real life?
He got fired. He was like 17.
You young ass fool.
He got fired because he showed up one day hungover or still high from the night before.
Yeah, because that was a story on Team B.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember reading
that. I remember a girl telling me this story. Yeah. I'm going to tell you what happened. Yeah. I was like, you were there?
It's on Teen Beat had the scoop all the time. That's cool. That's but yeah, so he was loaded all the time. And then, what's his face? Schumacher? He fired him. And then I hired him back the next day. Wow. And then Corey was like, I'll get my shit together. Like, I won't do it again. And he didn't do
but
it.
But that's right there at the height of their party. Yeah. Huh?
I hated that.
It was the beginning because that was the first movie he did with Corey Haim. And then they got together.
They were getting fucked up hardcore.
They were getting
though.
Fucked up because peace, Corey Haim. He was like, Corey Haim was like, I think it was probably his first time trying. I bet Corey Feldman got him hooked. But he was saying, I don't like to go out hanging out with the older guys who go drinking and stuff. But I just like to hang out with Corey. And, you know, we play video games in the arcade. We hang out in the room. I'm like, you're just getting rude. You're just getting loaded. Atari, bro. Hanging
out fucking drawn out lines.
How hard, how hard was it for Corey Feldman, who was, what, 15, 16, to get real coke back then?
It must have been easy.
Oh, he wasn't the one getting it at all.
Who brought
Either his dad, Mike. Who was also his manager.
All they gotta do is call Charlie. He'll send a bag.
Charlie Sheeny, dude.
How much do you want?
You know, it's a badass movie with.
How much did you do in Hot Shots? That
with
much.
Corey Feldman, The Burbs. That movie,
Burbs The Burbs, is all right with Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, yeah. Where like the neighbors are like these creepy like killers.
I always wanted more from that movie.
Me too. I thought that movie bombed.
Oh, yeah, was it? I was a kid watching it.
I thought that was one of those movies that come on HBO for like 3 months and then they kick it off.
Yeah. I always wanted more from that.
Hell yeah, dude. Classic movies.
It's a good title.
The Burbs. The Murs.
Yeah. Yeah, I told Larry that, because he's like, I got a letter from Kennedy when I was 8 years old. I wrote to him right before I became president.
Oh, that the letter from Kennedy then, is badass, dude.
And then this was all, come on, dog. That fool replied, Murr. I told him that fool died.
Then you got to show you that Murr.
Larry and the Murr is a badass band, dude.
What you writing, Lisa?
Nothing. But I wanted to give a shout out to some.
Give it to them.
Because you gave shout outs to the other guys. These are podcast listeners. So one guy I never gave a shout out to was Carlito Sosa, 87. And he said he'd been vegan for almost a week. I thought he said a year.
Oh, my God.
Week.
But this was back in April, and I forgot his shout out. But then there were two guys. Oh, there's a guy on YouTube who said... I can't find his. But here's this guy. He said, I'm a male. This is Roy to 511 commenting on History for Fools. He said, I'm a mailman in this podcast, and what's up, fool? Get me through my route. Can't wait to see you in April here in Houston. And another guy, Ruben Ruiz, commented, me too, fool. I carry in Wisconsin. It's the best part of my day listening to these.
What's up, fool? Oh.
What's up, fool?
Whatever your real names are. Shout out.
Thank you for listening, man. We try to bring you the best.
Of the best.
The best food discussion.
Hell yeah, dude. Best tripa tacos in town, bro.
You like tripas?
I like the crispy ones, dude.
They have to be crispy.
I can't think about it.
You don't like when you open them up and the stuff comes out?
You like shit? Or
that white stuff.
They clean them, bro.
I like when it's fried as fuck, dude. Like those crispy ones, that's it. But I don't like
I don't like chewy ones, dude.
Waddle ones? Fuck that shit. They're saying
like, dude.
It's butthole, dude. That's what it is.
Cool what
tacos,
is?
Bro. Tripas.
With the poo comes out of.
Oh, yeah. It's the end of the colon?
Yeah, they clean them, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeesh. It's not like chitlins that are the large intestine. Yeah.
No, they are intestines.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But I thought you said it was where the poop comes out.
That's what he's saying.
Where the poop goes through.
The poop goes through the intestines. Yeah.
But
trying to make stuff up, isn't it?
No, but like tripas is good when it's crispy, like you say. It has to be fried where like they kill the bacteria kills, you know, it dies, you know. I said bacteria.
The poop,
bacteria. Bacteria.
Because I've seen people make tripas and I'm like, dude, I don't even think they're cleaning them all the way.
I'll never eat it again, dude. Unless. But the best ones are the ones that look
you're
like.
You eat it again.
You look at it, it looks like burnt macaroni.
Yeah.
Because the first time.
You had some lemon, bro.
That
over.
That the King Taco in Glassell Park has bomb ass crispy ones.
I've been there for that one.
They still sell tripas there, really?
That was
that had the best ones.
Yeah, that was.
Because even like we'll go to some other spots that weren't crispy all the way, and you know, I think what they do is just kind of refry them.
But that guy had a grill made out of a fucking rim, bro.
Fuck.
Fuck, dude.
It was a castle, no? Yeah, like, yeah. Inverted from a rim.
But you can't think that. You just can't. When you're eating that shit, you can't be thinking like, oh, this is where shit goes through, because you're going to get fucking. Come on.
It's pretty important to remember where that food has been. Gross. Yeah.
There it is right there, bro.
Tripitas, bro.
Tripitas.
Look like calamari over there, huh?
That's what I was saying. Calamari is like a little fucking chewy butthole, bro. When I eat that shit.
Where are you eating calamari at?
Calamari is like a chewy butthole.
Fucking Duke's bro.
Duke's actually was really good, bro.
That shit was pretty chewy to me, dude.
Maybe the one you got.
Wait, fucking, what am I eating? Fucking
you and that loose tooth back there.
It might have been frozen. Fresh calamari is not. It's not chewy like that. It cuts right through.
Somebody said McRibs right are back in town.
Okay, let's go. Give me two. Hey, you know what was bomb as fuck at McDonald's was that pie.
Oh, the hapia pie. The coconut pie.
Coconut pie.
That was good. Yeah. That was real good.
Hawaiian McDonald's.
They got to put that little apple
McDonald's pie pack too?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. You'll go there. Yeah.
Hey, but you know, hey, what's up with the Hawaii? No matter what, the fucking pigeons eat over there, huh?
Yeah, dude.
Ramon Herrera said you're working your way up to real butthole. That's
funny. That's a good point.
Man. Their Hawaiian coffee sucks, though.
I was like, it all tasted the same.
Well,
to me.
I wouldn't call that Hawaiian coffee. It was coffee that was served in Hawaii. Yeah. It's just not roasted enough. It's very bitter and light.
Pineapple.
I didn't
to
have
me, even the one at Starbucks tasted the same.
I had to go to Starbucks to get a normal one, but I wanted to avoid it and try the other places. The one that was right under your guys' hotel was decent.
It was all right. I had some.
But most of it was just bitter, like acidic tasting. I need a hefty, bold black cup of coffee.
Don Hefty.
Need to be thick cup of coffee.
What's up, people? What's up, foo? Man, what's up, man? Yeah.
It's time to go.
Time to go.
Guys, take care.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the What's Up, Foo podcast, where we don't need a guest.
No, we're good enough, guys.
We don't need a guest next week. We'll have a call-in show.
No,
fuck it, eh?
Next week we have... Wait, what's next week? Oh, we might have a guest next week.
Call-in shows are fun, dude. I love those.
That shit was funny last time.
Then we have Byron coming in later.
San Diego, don't forget.
Orale, carnales. Later, guys. Subscribe.